Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. In the Senate Saturday, former President Donald Trump was acquitted of causing the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Trump for his role in the attack. But as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, McConnell did not vote to convict him.
McConnell called Trump's actions a, quote, disgraceful dereliction of duty shortly after the Senate voted 57-43 to acquit the former president.
There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day.
But McConnell said the process of impeachment and conviction is a limited tool and that he believes Trump is not, quote, constitutionally eligible for conviction. Seven Republicans broke ranks with their party in voting for a conviction. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
President Biden cited McConnell's comments in his own statement after the vote. He said even those opposed to conviction know the substance of the charge is not in dispute. Biden said Americans must now end this uncivil war and heal the nation. Winter storms are hitting several states across the country, bringing heavy snow, ice, and plunging temperatures. Texas is bracing for one of the worst winter storms that state has ever seen. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Orlando Bermudez says conditions across Central Texas are going to get even worse over the next 48 hours.
Models and what we are forecasting for the Sunday night into Monday, it could be a historic winter storm across Central Texas with freezing rain and sleet and then changing to snow.
State officials are urging residents to stay home for the next few days. Local governments across the state have set up nearly 36 warming centers, and energy utilities have requested that thermostats be lowered to 68 degrees to help ease demand. Freezing temperatures are expected to continue uninterrupted until Wednesday. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
Opposition leaders in Guatemala are calling for investigations of the massacre in Mexico, in which dozens of young Guatemalan migrants died. Maria Martin reports they say the possibility of state violence should be investigated.
In the aftermath of the grisly murders of 14 Guatemalan migrants in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, UNE party lawmakers will be traveling to Mexico to move the investigation along. Meanwhile, Mexico's president is warning potential migrants the Biden administration continues deportations and that it's dangerous to travel through Mexico, especially the state of Tamaulipas.
Maria Martin reporting. This is NPR News. The Canadian government is preparing to introduce new gun control legislation. One provision would prevent the sale, use, or importation of about 1,500 models of assault-style weapons in Canada. Current owners would be able to keep some of those guns under strict restrictions. The legislations would also require stricter storage provisions and crack down on gun smuggling. A powerful earthquake struck off the coast of northeast Japan Saturday evening, local time. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Japan's meteorological agency initially measured the quake at magnitude 7.1. It was centered off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture, about 37 miles below the Earth's surface, and shook Tokyo to the southwest. The Kyoto News Agency reports that nearly a million households in and around Tokyo lost power. The Japanese government has set up a task force to deal with the quake. Several nuclear power plants were checked for damage, but none has been reported so far. That includes the Fukushima No. 1 plant, which suffered a meltdown following a massive quake and tsunami, which left around 20,000 people dead or missing a decade ago. March 11th will be the 10-year anniversary of that disaster. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Mercedes-Benz is recalling about 1.3 million vehicles because of a problem with the software in their emergency call systems. The defect could cause responders to go to the wrong location after a crash. A filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall affects many models made from 2016 through this year. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.